Nebraska's go-to Apple store is Computer Hardware, just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. 45 years, now 46 years. It's 2026 now. 46 years in business. Computer Hardware. Go see Trip and the team in Lincoln. Take care of all your Apple products there.
He's knocking on 50.
He is? Not him.
No.
Computer Hardware. Yeah, not Trip, though. He's probably in his mid-30s.
What is Trip?
I'm 34. I think he's about 36, I want to say.
Very fit. Years older than me. He's very fit.
Got a great beard, too.
Yeah, great beard.
Great beard, this Trip. Coming
very
for our job still.
No, he's not. He doesn't have the sports knowledge.
Got a good presence on the radio, though.
He does have a good presence. A lot of people come in and can replace us really fast. Shimmick even walks by here. I get nervous. Shimmick walks by here.
I'm retired now, but you watch out.
Yeah, Shimmick's retired with free time. I do not want to see
Trip
his face.
Trip's 41.
Is he really?
Trip just texted. He's
Trip,
41.
I was just like 36. Yeah. Well, aging well.
Wow, that was...
I've not gotten over the fact that Trip hit you up with a Happy New Year, and I got nothing.
Me neither. Yeah, just I got
you.
Nothing.
Just you got the Happy New Year. That's a wow.
Yep.
Yeah, but you guys were texting with somebody yesterday.
We got Jim Hansen. Yeah, Jim.
What's that all about?
Did he have your number?
I have a background with Hansen. Hansen maybe doesn't like me. I don't know.
Maybe it's why he didn't text you then.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Does he not have my number?
I don't know. I can't speak for Jim Hansen.
402.
Whoa. Almost did it again. Almost did it again.
No.
Okay, so Nebraska played Ohio State Monday night. Won the game, of
course. Big win.
Big win for Nebraska. The game after that on FS1 was Michigan State and USC. Michigan State won by 20-some points. There is an odd situation at the end. A gentleman by the name of Paul Davis, former Spartan. He's in the top 10 in career scoring.
Yeah. Big man.
With Michigan State. On the 2005 Spartans team, it was very, very good. Final Four team, 2005. He was ejected toward the end of the game in the stands, yelling at referee Jeffrey Anderson something that was... that we don't know what he said, but he got ejected from the stands. Tom Izzo sees him and says, "What the bleep are you doing to him during the game?"
He said it to the ref.
No, to Paul Davis, the former Spartan.
He was asked about this
in postgame. Say, what exactly happened with Paul Davis during the game? Here is Tom Izzo postgame on
that. You know, I love Paul Davis. I really do. He's one of my favorite guys. He's always calling and doing things, but what he said, he should never say anywhere in the world, and that ticked me off. So just because it's 20 years later, I'm going to have to call him tomorrow and tell him what I thought of it. And you know what he'll say? I screwed up, coach. I'm sorry. So he kind of got after the official, and he was 150% wrong. And for a guy like me to 150% agree with the official.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Still illegal.
We have no idea what was said. But Tom Izzo says
it's almost illegal. Me to agree with an official, which is great. Kind of a shot at the officials without getting fined.
Pretty much.
That's super funny.
That's super funny. It's really
like
good.
A Seinfeld. I was like, what the hell
was
that?
My next question is,
what did he say?
Did he actually hear it from across the court?
Well, he could have been on the same side. I mean,
so Scaper says in the text that the ref came over to Izzo and told him what Davis said. That's when Tom got pissed and yelled at him, saying, "What the bleep are you doing?
God, what did he say
to get thrown out of a game? Because those guys get yelled at more than they should. And usually it's more just like, you suck, boo. Yeah.
It wasn't you suck.
No, that wasn't it. That was not it. And also, What are you doing getting after the official? Was at the end of the game, right?
Yeah, they're
up 25.
Very end of the game.
Very end of the game. They're up 25.
You know how it goes, Bill.
I mean, that blows my mind.
PBA is a rough place for officials. Rough.
This was at East Lansing, though.
Right. This was at East Lansing, but
I feel for the officials in basketball.
God.
I mean, first of all, you can see every move they make on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can rewind it, look at it. People can do that, and they're right there. Officials, and I mean, you'll see them like that. But most part, it's still in the NFL. You're a ways away from the fans. Here, there's times you're standing there. Fan might be a foot away from the official.
And they're lighting you up. Yeah.
But you
up.
Do not see fan ejections very often at all.
No.
This is a former player, a top 10 scorer in the history of the program.
No, it'd be really weird if that happened here.
Imagine like Dave Hoppe getting ejected from the Nebraska game. He goes to games.
Yeah.
It'd be a little bit bizarre, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then the head coach talking to him during the game.
Yelling at him during the game?
And then also, the
when he gets ejected, so that means they had to have security come down and get him, and then he has to walk out of the arena.
The perp walk.
They had to stop. They had to stop.
Yeah.
Game. It's like, whoa.
Not good.
No.
Not a good scene.
150% wrong per Tom Izzo.
And then what he said. I mean, I can't
know what he said.
Is it out there? Does anybody know?
No.
What's this guy's name?
They said it wasn't anything sexual. There was nothing racist at all. But so it was, you know, which is obviously that'd be terrible. But we don't know what's
his name?
Paul Davis is the name of the player.
Let's just Google what did Paul Davis say to the ref?
ChatGPT.
It is. Hey, they already on Google. It's like, what did Paul Davis say? Is the first thing that comes up. Let's see.
He played 20 years ago.
My question is like that when the ref turned to reject him, did like his friends give him this one? Like this guy.
It was Paul.
It was Paul. Paul said it. Paul, you take this one.
I don't think
this is on you.
But Paul, be welcome back to future games. I don't know. Is this
eventually, but it'll probably. I bet there'll be a little bit of a ban for a while. I bet he probably goes the rest of the season without being back at a game.
I don't think. We don't even know. We don't need to know what he said. You can let your imagination wander on that one.
All we know is that Izzo's pissed. Davis got ejected, and we don't know what was said.
I agree with an official. That's 150. You see, 150%.
Which is almost illegal.
It's almost illegal. That was a great comment.
Wow.
Other thing, too, when I watched the end of that game, because USC versus Michigan the other day, because waiting for the Nebraska game to start like that, I mean, it was awkward. They played until the very end. And it's a 30-point game. There's people fouling each other with 9 seconds left and stuff.
What's that?
And then Musselman was hot after the game. What he's mad about, I don't know. And they go to Michigan State and get run off the court. So they've been run off the court a couple times here now. Yep. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
it is. Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.